Next, because he had been stern with them by invoking the concept of schism, he again calms and reassures them, saying that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That is, since he had said that you may all speak the same thing, he adds, don't assume that I meant unity should be just in the words. I aim for the harmony that comes from the mind. Yet there are cases where there is agreement in words that are sincere, but not on all matters. Hence, he added this, that you may be perfected together. For the person who agrees on one thing but disagrees on another is no longer perfected, nor is he in complete accord. There's also the aspect of harmony in opinions, where harmony of sentiment is not yet achieved. For example, when having the same faith, we are not united in love. In this sense, we are one in opinions, but not in sentiment. Such was the situation at that time, with different individuals favoring different leaders. This is why he says it is necessary to agree both in mind and judgment. The schisms did not arise from any difference in faith, but from the division in their judgment due to human contentiousness.